Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Today we're talking about how this pandemic has forced pretty much everyone around the world to work from home.
Very much so, including us right here in Singapore. But not everyone has home offices, and many of us are finding ourselves hunched over laptops, working on sofas or beds, or sitting for long periods on hard dining room chairs and subjecting our arms and our wrists to ill-placed keyboards.
Or using books to lift up the laptops to be eye level. As we wash our hands and stay isolated to repel the coronavirus, how can we make sure that, you know, we're not subjecting our bodies to a different kind of hazard, and that hazard being bad work from home habits?
Indeed. Plus, when we do eventually go back to work, how can ergonomics have a positive financial impact on the company's bottom line by creating a more sustainable work environment?
Interesting. Well, let's ask Joseph Dunn, co-founder and sales and marketing director at ErgoWorks. Joseph, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Elliot and Manisha.
Thanks a lot for taking the time. I suppose let's start off by talking about the purpose of workplace ergonomics and how really, and this is something we take for granted, how does that benefit all of us?
That's right. I mean, for office ergonomic products, they are designed to assist the employees to work with higher degree of comfort, adopt good posture at work, and prevent prolonged hours of repetitive work injuries. For example, spending hours using your mouse pad on the laptop or clicking on the mouse with same fingers may cause numbness, arthritis, or carpal tunnel syndromes. So if you're sitting on the oversized chair, you will be end up with awkward sitting posture and may cause severe back pain in no time. So if companies adopt good office ergonomic practice, they will be benefited with saving. So imagine the organization, they have increased number of healthier workforce. The saving will be from lower staff absenteeism rate, fewer medical leave, reduction of loss of man hours, or even lower insurance claim. So healthier employees will mean happier employers, happier employees and employer as well, right? Mm. So they perform their part at work with better efficiency, higher efficiency. So this saving will become ended with profits for the organizations.
So, Joseph, I once visited the Google offices here in Singapore, and what I noticed was a lot of members of staff actually at standing desks. And you see this more often, don't you, in a lot of office spaces. I'm just curious, though, what are some of the most purchased ergonomic products?
Right. Just now you have mentioned about the height-adjustable desk, the standing desk. These are all the most popular items over the past few years. And of course, because standing is actually a healthier posture these days, not just standing, but it's also the sitting and the standing alternative posture. So ergonomic chairs, the adjustable desk, standing desk converter, just convert your current desk into a standing desk, or mouse, ergonomic mouse, or with even the laptop and monitor elevating stand, footrest, backrest cushions, even the sitting cushions that disperse the pressures. And we have one very interesting product. It's called Desk Bike, which is the stationary cycling exercise bike fitted with an adjustable desktop and allows you to work at a laptop and hold video conference or even phone conference while you're cycling.
Get a workout in as well. Actually, Joseph, I'm curious. This is a bit of an off-the-cuff question. Do you see cases where people stay in work longer or stay in their place of employment longer because, you know, of good office ergonomics, or people just quit their jobs because, well, I don't like working there because it's so uncomfortable to be at the office desk every day?
We do hear cases, but mm-hmm. there are not many, probably in Asia. Probably a lot will be from Europe side.
Right, right.
And because they have some legislations that could allow the employees to sue the employer.
It's a different thing there,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's right.
We're speaking with Joseph Tan this morning. He's the co-founder and sales and marketing director at ErgoWorks.
So let's talk about some of the long-term solutions. You know, we often have this issue with material waste. Having ergonomic products, does that mean that we won't see so much of that anymore, and will our workplaces be more sustainable?
Yes, of course, because the ergonomic products are just not only built to provide better safety at work, but also built to last. This means when an ergonomic product can last a lot longer than a regular product, will be reducing many unnecessary trash, reduce the CO, the carbon dioxide, and also using less resources from the earth. So by doing so, we are truly protecting our environment in real action.
The trend for more ergonomic products being produced with more recycled content, do you think these are getting more sales simply because we live in a world now where people want to do their part?
Yes. The recent years, we see an increasing number of manufacturers, especially from the Europe side and
right.
some in Asia, producing ergonomics products with recycled materials. For example, like they could be making plastic parts by recycling the PET bottles, which are those bottles that we use on the mineral waters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also some of the recycled materials, like even from fabrics as well. So all this will make the whole earth and also the ergonomics more sustainable.
So, Joseph, in our introduction, we talked a lot about working from home and how perhaps some of us haven't had the most ideal workspaces. I know Elliot has. He put a lot of effort into getting a nice desk and even painting it. But how can you improve your situation at home? I know that you've been working towards this during circuit breaker measures to provide ergonomic work from home survival kits. How does this work?
Okay, the survival kits are those products that actually we put into the bundles and let our customers to kickstart, to jumpstart at their home environments, because it's never easy to work from home to have this ergonomics set up. So we set up this to give greater savings and also to be more useful ergonomics equipment for their home office. And I found the response has been very good and well-received by many customers.
Oh, would you say then during the circuit breaker period, ErgoWorks business hasn't been affected as much?
Basically, our retail showrooms, wholesale and export businesses are temporarily suspended.
Okay.
But the blessing is our online platforms, this means our e-commerce platform, we still continue to serve our customers. Now, after all, we are 15 years old brands and this e-commerce platform has been there for quite a while. So during these circuit breakers periods, customers know us and they widely accepted us and they trust us because they know our products and they've seen and tried our products before. So during this circuit breaker periods, ergonomic desks or chairs that cater to employees work from home or even the students' home-based learning are the most popular items.
Joseph, I have an opinion question I would like to ask you, and it'll call upon your forecasting ability. Do you think that once, say, July onwards, once things really start to return to normal slowly, you think for people when they buy homes and they're doing their renovation, how high on the priority list do you think home office renovation will be, and where does ergonomics come into play here?
I think after the circuit breakers, a lot of companies were still practice. I mean, as far as we heard from a lot of employees staying from home and some companies, and they told us that they will be arranging employees to continue to work from home. But probably not the entire week, but probably they will have like alternating lesser days at office to reduce the contact. So I believe this is going to take a while, and probably people, when they do renovations, or they will probably they'll start to craft an area at least for a desk to allow them to put a laptop, a chair.
Yeah.
Because at present, a lot of them share their desk with their children.
Or the kitchen table.
Exactly. So when everyone stay at home, that's where the problem is. Two adults and two children are going to fight over a desk and a chair.
I mean, I was going to ask you about pain and productivity, but also there's sort of proximity and productivity. I sit at the dining table with my children while they're doing their e-learning, and I have to say I don't get too much work done. So do you have any tips that you can offer people who are working from home and how they can do this in a more healthy way?
In fact, we believe that many people end up working even longer hours when they work from home, because you have one whole day and you have the WhatsApp, your companies, your superiors will contact you. So a lot of them will be placing their laptop on standby, and whenever there's a call or there's a need, they will start to jumpstart to their laptop, and they could be using the laptop on the sofa, on the floor, or when they place their laptop too high up or the screen too low, and that will cause a lot of sore and the pain on their body, especially at the neck area. So we strongly encourage people working from home, they should set up a more permanent, if possible, a more permanent work corner or desking areas under these current situations. But we understand a lot of houses, they have the space constraints, so if the space doesn't allow, probably just to ensure that the viewing angles on the screen should be correct and should be one arm length, and so that you have a comfortable eye view. And the arms supposed to be relaxed and seated on a chair with your feet resting on the floor. So if the chair's legs good back support, use a back supporting aid, or the worst will be just a thick roll of the towel. And otherwise, consider to buy invest in ergonomic chairs. Of course, the best is actually to stay active by changing between the sitting and the standing at work. So that will promote better blood circulation and also to relax your body joint as well.
The treadmill one, while we're on video call. That's the one I'm aiming for. Joseph Tan, co-founder and sales and marketing director at ErgoWorks, on the line with us. Joseph, thank you for your time today. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much. Wish everyone stay safe, positive and healthy.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.